Good morning, everybody, and welcome to this Friday, the 13th day in May of 2022. I'm your host, Michael Kimmett, as always, bringing you four of the most crucial current events in cyber and technology that you need to make it through this, your spooky Friday the 13th. We're going to start with your firewalls. If you're using a firewall from a vendor known as Zyzel, you should know that recently they had to push a fix for a number of products that are typically used in corporate headquarters to include things like VPN, as well as security things like email and web filtering. Well, the flaw of these particular products came by way of CVE-2022-30525, and it had a severity score of 9.8 out of 10. And this is because an unauthenticated user, rather, in other words, someone who didn't log in, could inject commands into the interface of these products, and that would allow them to modify the product, take over the product, and spread throughout a network that it's connected to. And so Zyzel products designed to protect networks could be abused to infiltrate them. So if you use a Zyzel product, you need to patch now, because researchers at Rapid7 who found the flaw are saying that it will be included in exploit kits by criminals very soon. And if you use Zyzel, you may be looking to patch. You also need to patch if you are using WordPress. WordPress is a fantastic content management system that allows you to create, curate, deploy, and manage your online content for customers. And it is known to have a lot of plugins or add-ins that will make your life easier when it comes to doing all those things. But those plugins often come with flaws. And researchers from security firm Securi have found that there is a massive campaign taking advantage of all these flaws. In short, any add-on or plugin that you might use for WordPress or WordPress itself has flaws, you need to patch now because criminals have aggregated or put all of those flaws together and they've included exploits for them. They're scanning the internet for vulnerable websites. And then when they find one, they're injecting their malicious code, in this case JavaScript, that redirect visitors to your site to malicious content or websites that allow them to become victims. So visitors to your website will be redirected without them knowing it to a site that could serve up malicious content. And at least 332 users were noted by Securi to have been infected with this single site. In other words, there's a number of victims being redirected to a site. And this is all from WordPress. WordPress has vulnerabilities. It's still a great product, but you need to patch to make sure that you are not sending your users, customers, or visitors to malicious content. Taking advantage of WordPress flaws is one way that criminals gain access to websites or networks. But we now know, based on the actions of a 28-year-old Ukrainian man, Ivanov Tolpenstev, that selling and getting credentials, username and passwords, is very lucrative as well. For 4 years, Ivanov will be in prison based on his theft of thousands of login credentials per week and selling them to other criminals on dark web marketplaces. Now, Ivanov did this from 2017 to 2019, causing thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars in damages to companies and individuals alike. And these included a government. Specifically, there's a slew of credentials that were used to exploit a middle district in the state of Florida, which is a key battleground area for a lot of elections. And so we see that while Ivanov may have simply been trying to make money, well, you get money by getting lucrative or high-value credentials, which could include things like government, companies and individuals in areas for voting or key states, and it can have a very real-world impact, and for his part in impacting that real world, he will serve 4 years in prison. We're going to move on from Florida to the Middle East, where researchers are saying that Iranian sophisticated cyber criminals are targeting Jordanian diplomats. Jordan is a country that operates in the Middle East, and Iran has a high interest in knowing what Jordan's doing on any given day for strategic political reasons. And this latest campaign by way of a group tracked as APT, or Advanced Persistent Threat 34, you might also see them as oil rig in reporting. They sent email phishes to Jordanian diplomats, and they were pretending to be a colleague of that Jordanian diplomat. And this says two things. Number one, they are capable of convincingly faking someone that you know, they being the Iranian threat actors. And B, they knew who to impersonate to target this Jordanian diplomat. So they know, or they're doing research to find out who's working together when they want information from someone. Now, the attack itself came by way of phishing. It was an Excel document that was also fairly convincing. And one of the key notable elements in this particular attack is that one of the first things that happened once the Excel document is open, clicked, and pulls down the Iranian malware is that it just goes to sleep for up to 8 hours. Now, researchers are saying that this is because the operators don't want the user, in this case a diplomat, to be aware that their laptop is doing things it's not supposed to. So after 8 hours, it's a typical workday, that person might go home, and then the operators can remotely operate the machine as needed. So we see an advanced sophisticated threat group in Iran continue to spy on its neighbors and people in its region. So if you operate in those areas, just know that Iran has an interest in phishing you, and remember not to click the links or open the attachments, otherwise you could be spied on. That'll do it for me today. Thank you all so very much. Have a fantastic and outstanding Friday. We'll see you bright and early on Monday. Until then, stay strong, stay safe, and stay healthy. Michael Kimmett signing off. Ciao. Welcome back, listeners. Today's tip of the cap goes to an air traffic controller, Robert Morgan. Robert Morgan is also a certified flight instructor, and he was able to conduct that job from the air traffic control tower because air passenger Darren Harrison came onto the radio saying, "I have no idea how to fly the airplane, and my pilot is incapacitated." So Robert Morgan was able to step-by-step walk Darren through the process to safely land an airplane in the state of Florida with a fantastic landing. So to you for keeping calm, Robert Morgan, and working a pilot who'd had zero experience through the landing process, a sincere tip of the cap.